Hey, my name is Willie McLeod. I'm a part of the Sports Administration and Leadership Program at Ron Hart University. Assignment two, or case analysis two, we were supposed to pick a topic and go over case requirements, state the names of the plaintiff and defendant, and the name of the court that decided the case. Two, describe the facts of the case. Three, what was the cause of action? Four, what was the court's disposition of the case? And five, what ramifications has the decision had on sport? And the case that I chose was the USFL versus the NFL. And I guess that kind of intrigued me because it's football related, and I am I'm a football player, so I try to do anything football related so I can understand it for future preferences. But I had never heard about this case before this, so I was pretty intrigued. And so the USFL are the plaintiffs in this event. They lost nearly $200 million in their first 3 years, and the United States Football League, they moved to the spring schedule from a fall schedule in 1986, and they weren't able to secure a network television. And then the USFL wanted to sue the NFL. The NFL is the defendant in this case. They were alleging that they monopolized television network, and it's a violation of the Sherman Act. District court held that the NFL had violated Section 2 of the Sherman Act, but they only rewarded the USFL $1 in damages. Additionally, the jury rejected the USFL's primary argument that the NFL had denied the USFL access to the much-needed resource of network television. And then after they got denied, the USFL appealed some facts from the case. The USFL was kind of like a mixture of NFL and college football. With some of the rules and everything they had going on. So they were like, I want to say they were ahead of their time. And they just couldn't get over the hump with television, with the whole television thing. Like, if they had started today in today's society, we would have two national football leagues if they had started now. Or it would be much rarer. Or how should I say this? It would be much easier to watch them in today's society. And just to go over some of the facts of the case. The jury found that the NFL maintained monopoly power in a market consisting of Major League Professional Football in the United States. However, the jury found that the USFL had only suffered nominal damages from the NFL's unlawful conduct. Essentially, the award of nominal damages suggested that the USFL's failure to secure further revenue from television contracts or otherwise came at the fault of its own league owners and officials rather than the alleged anti-competitive actions of the NFL. So they were trying to blame their competition for them not doing as well as, just like if Burger King said McDonald's is the reason why no one buys their food anymore. No, your burgers just aren't as good as they used to be. You guys aren't doing something that you used to do. But let me see some other facts of the case. The judge denied USFL's motion for judgment, notwithstanding the verdict on its claims of monopolization of television sub-market. attempted monopolization, unreasonable restraint, or trade by means of network television contracts and essential facilities. And four, new trial on damages on monopolization and professional football claim, or an alternative for a new trial. So this is getting to the part where the USFL, where they appealed the case, and the cause of action was, which I already went over, the cause of action was when they had to move their schedule from fall to spring. And football is always played in the fall now, which probably is because of the USFL. So the USFL had a very big impact on what we do. And I know I'm skipping over things, but I'm answering questions out of order. So one of the questions were, what were the ramifications of this, and the causes of action? Cause of action were because they lost nearly $200 million, and they thought that was from competition, and that's what they're arguing. The ramifications from this, the ramifications were bad for on the USFL side, but overall, it kind of shaped what we know as today's NFL. And now that goes back to when I was talking about how some of the rules from the USFL were brought over and made just the NFL's rules. And at the time, the USFL was facing increased competition from other programs while they were trying to, get on TV and everything like that. So, and all of this factored into the court's decision. They were blaming the competition, but really, it was their fault. They were just not up to par when it came to the competition. The court did rule in the NFL's favor. The USFL stopped all operations, and the ownership was left to cover the collective losses of the league as well as the individual losses of the respective teams. This totaled an estimated $163 million in its 3 years of operation. On the upside, they finally received a check for 3.76 in damages in the 90, an additional 76 cents representing interest earned while litigation had continued. A small number of USFL owners did later purchase stakes in NFL teams. So, yeah, like I said, everything just kind of carried over. And some, most of them, or some of them, moved on to other sports and other businesses. But in conclusion, this it's kind of shaped, like I said earlier, shaped what we know today as the NFL, and they just needed a better strategy, something that was more competitive. And it says that Dennis Dixon here, he was really the blueprint for. He would have been slowly, he slowly grew the league while minimizing competition that they have with the NFL. And the main thing is bringing great fan support. That's what the USFL did after the court's decision. As a matter of fact, the Jaguars are one of the teams that were helped in this because the Houston Oilers wanted to relocate to Jacksonville, which was a relocation place. But the Oilers were sent to Tennessee. They played in Memphis for a year, and now they got sent to, or I wouldn't say sent, they relocated to Nashville after a year playing in Memphis. They didn't really get any fans there, and then Jacksonville benefited from that because they later were an expansion team and they were an expansion team with, I want to say, the Texans. So when the Oilers left, there, Houston became the Texans, and Jacksonville, as an expansion team, became known as the Jaguars. So the USFL is a big deal, and everything that goes on today in the NFL is really kind of the foundation. Like for example, the Arena Football is an example of a successful league outside of the NFL, and it doesn't get as much coverage as it used to. It's only about 12,000 people at their games, and it went down a lot. It's backed up a little bit over the past few years, but that's just an example of what the USFL was. Was a shade of the NFL outside of itself. Yeah, that's about it. The plaintiffs didn't have any luck in convincing the court that the NFL had monopolized available television markets and advertising sources. They just had to be more competitive. Thank you, and that is all.